Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
If you don't yell for him, he gets mad if he misses this.
Does he really get mad?
He does. Really, he protests like he gets mad.
Well, he does get mad. He feels not included in.
I know.
Oh yeah, you mean he wants to? He's some bum that he has to work less. Is that what you're saying?
No, he likes to be included.
I know. I want to include him. I never don't want to include him, but I'm not chasing anybody. And you're fine.
All you gotta do is call me.
No, you didn't do anything wrong. You're fine. I wasn't saying that. I was just simply saying that if you weren't there, I'm not going chasing you.
That's fine.
Craig, he ain't chasing waterfalls.
Don't go chasing waterfalls, man. Actually, I do. Actually, I kind of do that. It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. And eagles.
Hmm?
And eagles.
Yeah.
Chase them.
I was in a place over the weekend. Speaking of waterfalls, I was at a waterfall. I was only there for like 10 minutes. Get in, get out. You know, do the thing, get out. Dude was watching me from the other side of the river. And I got to tell you, it was a little unsettling.
Was he wearing any mask or anything?
No, he did not have a mask on. But all all I'm sitting there, and he's sitting there, and he's just watching me. And I look over, and I'm like, hey, I just kind of, tilt your head up, like, so that they see that you're kind of, yep. I don't want to say, hey, how's it going? I just tilted my head up at him, like, hey, what's up? That kind of thing. And I couldn't help it. But when you're out there, and you're in kind of a... Where the waterfalls are, there's high banks on both sides.
Yep.
So you got to hike down. And when I'm down there, he's just standing there looking at me. He doesn't say anything.
Nah.
I was a
little... So awkward when nobody says anything.
Yeah, I was a little... I mean, hey, how's it going? Normally, they'd be like, hey, what's up? And you kind of go about your business. This dude just stood there looking at me. Like, I was on...
You're on his property
no,
or something?
No, I was
like,
not on... No, I don't
no,
know.
No, I don't think you were, but it's like giving that weird look, like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, kind of thing, yeah. Kind of like, wonder what he'd taste like with some Chianti and some fava beans.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Out of there.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Maybe you interrupted him while he was cutting up a body.
No, I don't think so. Had to give it a thought. I mean, he was in plain sight. He wasn't like he was hiding. He just sort of appeared and then just stood there. Weird stuff happens. Weird stuff happens. When you're out, I will say, Scotty doesn't like to go in the woods, but when you're out in the woods, weird shit happens. There's no question.
Now, just for the record, I don't like to go out in the woods during tick season. We got about another month, a little bit more. I will start getting back out there doing my walking. I love getting my
steps.
The shoes I wear that have the nails on them. I walk the lake.
Hiking
when it's
shoes that have nails on them.
You
put them on the back. You stretch them onto your foot, and they're basically ice walking shoes.
Yes.
Cleats.
I love walking. I did Ayers Lake a couple times last year.
I ain't walking on ice.
Oh, I love it.
I'm out.
Love it.
Walking on ice.
Yep. Look, see, I'm getting some fresh air.
I will cross. I will cross. I'm not. I will cross a river, thick ice. But I'm not. Yeah. Ice. I don't really. Yeah, I'm not a fan. No, not a fan.
A couple times.
No, I went through, and I'm not
I did too.
Fan.
I went through as a kid.
How high'd you go?
Oh, I went right down
underneath.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. And then, like about an hour later, my winter boot popped up out of the hole.
Yeah, yeah. I went down and my feet. I had my muck boots on and I sunk in up to my knees, and the water came just below my breasts. And I'm like, holy shit, I got to get out of here. The water. So my arms are out straight. I've got the camera and the tripod. Like, and I'm thinking, don't get it wet. That's really
Jesus.
All I cared about. Well, I was standing.
Well, you could have used the tripod to help you get out.
And that's what I did, Scotty. That's what I did. I just used it, and I inched myself up, and I thought I was going to lose the muck boots, because the mud will not give up your boots, Kelly. And muck boots, you have muck boots, Laura?
No.
Yeah, muck boots go up to your knees. They're really thick rubber.
Then I do, but I don't call them muck boots.
Well, they're special kind of, they're not just regular boots, they're muck boots. They're waterproof, they're heavy duty, and when your foot is in them, getting them off is not easy. in that position.
That's not what I have. Yeah. I have my ice fishing boots, which are like keep me off of the ice by like 3 inches.
Yeah,
which is
no,
awesome.
This is not those, but they're great. I love them. That's why I'm not a big fan of ice.
I've gone through. Yeah. Mm. Still go on it.
That's right. And your husband sent you back, didn't you?
Yeah, right off the back of a snowmobile. But he saved my dad's snowmobile.
Whew. Well, thank God.
Lost his daughter.
Thank God for that.
He's like, your dad would have killed me if I had stuck it. I go, well, you dropped me in the lake.
Yeah.
He's like, I made the jump. I'm like, yeah, but I fell off the back.
Yeah.
Right into the water.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of things you say that I want to just interrogate the hell out of you about, but then I'm afraid. I'm afraid to go there.
Okay. We don't have to.
No, not because I just don't want to. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I guess, it does seem weird that your husband didn't give more of a shit about the machine. Yeah.
Did you know it was love at first sight when he cared more about the machine than you?
We weren't married at this point, but my dad was kind enough to let us borrow his snowmobile.
Regardless of your status, you should have been first.
Yep.
He knew she was all right.
I mean, it was to a point, somebody told us, go between those islands and cut across the lake. This was Newfound Lake, and we were there for the Derby, and they said, oh, go to the left because there's open water to the right. What they meant to say is go to the right, there's open water on the left.
That's a good friend.
Somebody totally messed us up, and it was by the time he noticed the open water, he couldn't stop, so he just gunned it, and I mean, that's when I fell off the back.
That's what I would have done. You fell and go over it.
Not into the ice, but you fell in the water.
In the water, I fell off the back right into the water.
How deep was it?
It was deep. I mean, it was Newfound Lake.
Over your head?
But I caught my... So when I fell off, I caught the edge of the ice with my arms. So I only went up to my armpits, and then I was able to wiggle myself over.
It was deeper than
you. Oh, yeah, it was deeper than me, but I caught the ice.
That's freaking terrifying to me.
And the thing still runs, right?
Thank God. Thank
God. He doesn't have it anymore.
I was not worried about going. I wasn't worried about drowning or anything like that because I hit the ground. You know what I mean? So I was like, fine. I was more worried about the gear. But if you fell in over your head, I'm all set, dude. Terrifying.
Yep.
Terrifying.
Jeff brings it back later. No, Laura.
Yeah.
Everything's good. Brought your bike back.
I'm just surprised you let him drive.
I was perplexed by these guys that leave their shacks out there, and they never go back to get them because they wait too long and the ice isn't safe, and then they can't go get them, and then they fall into the friggin' lake.
And they have to pay.
The Bob Houses, you know? It's not about paying. It's about being irresponsible.
Oh, they're very irresponsible, but then the cost to build a Bob House as it is and all that, a lot of people leave their equipment and stuff in it, a lot of traps.
Mm-hmm. Ice is something I don't mess with. But anyway, so there's that. Anyway, the weird guy was watching me as I was in the canyon.
And did you call him out? Did you say anything?
No, I just said, I just gave him the chin up and I went and did my business and I just get out of there. He just stood there the whole time. I don't even know if he moved. I just kept looking over, I kept double checking my six, like you're supposed to. The guy's going to get a face full of bear spray. That's all I'm saying. Okay?
Or worse, checking your six.
Looking behind you.
Right. Catch you.
I'm very...
Took me a second.
You knew it, right, Scott?
Yeah.
Checking your six.
Yeah.
Always check your six.
I was thinking I was 12 and I was looking down at the
from
six.
A guy, for a couple of reasons, Kelly. Not only do you check your six for safety, but you also check your six because if you are a photographer, you're like, what am I missing back there? Sometimes you turn around and you're like, holy crap, I didn't even see that, you know? So, all right, anyway. Testicle baths.
Oh, yes. Need to get to this.
Sounds like a fun thing.
Yes.
The testicle bath. Would you up for one, Kelly?
Yeah, let's hear it. I'd like to hear it first. I get the general gist of things. What's the specifics?
It is not a bath, so to speak.
Oh.
It is a device that has been developed. It uses an ultrasound testicle bath to temporarily halt sperm mobility. The device only needs to be used every few months to keep sperm inert and prevent eggs from being fertilized during sex. It is a male birth control unit.
Probably about time.
I am not at all trusting this.
I'm not trusting that.
Are you kidding me? No. You're going to put your junk in this little thing here.
Can I see what it looks
that's
like?
That's going to zap it. It's like a bowling bag, bowling ball bag.
Oh, kinda. I thought that was a Roomba.
Yeah, it looks kind of a little bit like a curved
the base
Roomba.
Of a Roomba.
Does it say what it feels like? Does it hurt? Is it just tingly? Is it anything at all?
When my partner and I were looking for an alternative method, we became aware of a lack of male contraceptives. This woman who developed it said Rebecca Weiss. She's an industrial design graduate from the University of Munich and the inventor of the COSO, C-O-S-O, male birth control device. She also won a James Dyson Award. Isn't that the same guy who makes the vacuum? I don't know if I want to win an award from a vacuum guy.
Although that little, is that the one with the ball?
Mm. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
The problem is not unique to me, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't say. A new contraceptive approach for men, and you drop your stuff down in there, and it hammers it, and it kills the...
It's not
going to do that, but it will somehow...
It'll neutralize the temporary
stop sperm mobility. I'm not used to saying sperm mobility. Right. It does not roll off the tongue. No, I'm just saying.
What's up?
Sperm mobility, not easy. But anyway, so yeah, that's a male contraceptive. If you want to look it up, you could. I'll leave it right there.
Right. I bet you things would go swimmingly.
I'm all set with that. I'm not trusting that. You're gonna do that, and you're gonna trust it for months. I don't know, man.
Yeah, you'd have to do it. You know,
talk to me in 5 years. Yep. When they've got a little track record there.
Thank you.
Well,
that's what I was
going to
say. There has to be some kind of a record keep. Because same thing with like women in the birth control pill. They say it's 97% whatever effective if you take it every day. And then obviously.
Yeah, sometimes they throw out statistics and they go, this will last 30 years. Well, when did you come up with this? Like 2 years ago?
Yeah, right.
Then how the hell do you know it's going to last 30 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it still hasn't gone through the clinical trials. Once they go through the clinical trials, I'm reading this right, then maybe they'll get it pinpointed, whereas you have to do it every 5 or 6 weeks.
It's still a gamble for the clinic. Well, I mean, I guess not. They could test the mobility without having to impregnate someone, I would
imagine. Ultrawave transmission. Ultrasound.
So, yeah.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Squid Game, where we just some of the leftover stuff there. Laura was just talking about it before we came on. Netflix estimates the show will be worth almost $900 million. And it's probably one of those things where it cost $21.4 million for 9 episodes, and now it's worth $900 million. More than 40 times its investment it paid Netflix. And you just said it got bumped off the U.S. charts?
Yeah, so it was leading 25 days, I think they said, in the U.S. charts, and now You came out Saturday.
Yeah.
And earlier today, a listener called and said, I have to check out You. I've watched the first 2 seasons. This is season 3. I will be starting to watch it today.
Mm-hmm.
That's a show that I get sucked into. Whoa, so much murder.
Greg, I'm going to suggest to you, because I know you like movies about history, it is called The Forgotten Battle. It's about...
It's on Netflix.
Yes, it is.
I saw the thing and I watched the preview a little bit.
It's got that little shit from Harry Potter in it. Bad kid.
Draco Malfoy?
The bad kid.
Tom Felton?
Yep, he's in it. Amazing movie. It's about they're bringing gliders in, and one of them crashes before it gets to the location it's supposed to be, and how they get involved with the resistance.
Do we know where the battle is? Where
it takes place?
It's a British movie, submit right. Germany, I don't know. I will say this. Over the weekend, I was up in the White Mountains, and they have an airfield for gliders.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, Tim. I don't know how they... I know of people that they love to... They go gliding up in the mountains all the time. No motor.
Scary.
Towed up into the air by a plane. Then they just release it, and they just glide in silence. Do you know who did it? Doc of Rock went up in one. Freaking glider, a 2-person glider, gliding up there like it's not like I'm sorry, man. I'd be the one day where the wind goes, I'm gonna take a break. Boom! Next thing you know, gliding, forget it. Forget it. It's amazing. I'm sure it is absolutely relaxing and thrilling and amazing. I would be terrified going up in a glider. Have you seen them?
I'd probably be terrified as well.
I've seen them. I'm not a hype guy.
I didn't know they used them in the war.
These are the, yes, they brought in troops on gliders, if you do, because Band of Brothers. Remember, they meet the guys who, one of them sat in a glider, that had a Jeep in it, way too heavy. So when it lands, all the weight gets pushed forward. They didn't think a lot of the gliders through. They brought them in behind the airplanes. They
cut
the cords.
I have no recollection at all of them using gliders to put Jeeps into World War II.
Yep.
Wow.
But so this movie, basically, one of the gliders, the head plane is mm-hmm. going to crash. They cut the strings, mm-hmm. and the glider goes in way too early. So
yeah, I watched that. I saw it over the weekend for the first time, and I'm like, okay, I got to watch that.
Oh, I immediately watched it. I needed a little change.
It's on my list. Yeah. I didn't watch much TV. I finished watching Morning Show. I watched very little TV. It's been kind of busy at the house, you know, with stuff going on there. I haven't had a chance to watch a whole lot of TV other than the game, the football game. That was it. And the Red Sox. I watched the Red Sox on Friday night. So, yeah. Do you have AirPods? Do you have AirPods?
No.
Okay.
But I old school, because my ears, I stuff in my ears and trying to figure out something that would stay in there doesn't work.
What, you got tiny ears? So, what, you got like gerbil ears?
No, I don't know. They don't feel comfortable and they always like fall out. So I like have the whole string set up headphones that go in. And then my Dylan bought with his own money at like Jawbox, whatever, some pods. And he gave them to me the other day to use. And I've spent probably 6 miles of running with them and they haven't fallen out. So
are they skull candy?
No, they're just...
Skull candy has... They have rubber and they'll stay in.
Yep.
Skull candy
These
stays in. And
not.
They actually sound pretty good for $9 ear pods.
They're not skull candy, but they're probably no name, whatever. But they were working.
Yeah, I have AirPods and they're like $150, right? But you can use your phone. You could just say, Siri, call this, whatever, you know, and all that stuff. I don't know as though they're worth $150. I don't. And the next generation of Apple AirPods are going to bump it up a notch. Apple is researching ways they can be used as devices. Now, this is where it gets... They're going to use your AirPods to monitor your health. The possibility the next AirPods could be used to take your temperature constantly, Kelly.
Okay.
Assist with posture correction, and might even be used as medical hearing aids. They won't be ready for the launch in 2022, but it could be happening shortly after that. Everything that you use is now going to be able to tell your pulse and your heart rate and your friggin' blood oxygen level and your amount of, I'm sure, alcohol in your blood. It's going to be right behind it. I don't know. I don't want it monitoring me all the time, you know?
Yep.
You wear a friggin' eye watch, and the next thing you know, it's telling you that you slept a lousy night's sleep when you wake up and you actually felt like you had a pretty good night's sleep. I don't need it.
Last Thursday night into Friday, my mask did not stay sealed. I woke up, there was a red light that I had never even seen before on my CPAP machine that had all these warnings on it. I got out of the shower. I felt so refreshed. Like
you felt refreshed.
The machine is telling me that I had like 8, you know, interruptions in the night, and those aren't good numbers.
Right.
But I felt great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I don't know, G.
That's crazy. I did mention the trains and truck drivers and always stalling out on the railroad tracks. I mentioned that during the show. Yeah, you know that was gonna. Anytime you even see a video of a train or hear a video of a train, that's the driver. He's fine. And so was the dog, by the way, that was involved in it. But this is what I was told. I said, why is it the tractor trailers always seem to stall, you know, when it comes to the railroad tracks? I mean, you hear about it. You see trucks getting cut in half. This one was a car hauler. So it had like vehicles on it, right?
All right. So mandatory for them to stop at the railroad crossing, right?
Maybe yes. Yes, and then they got to start again.
I guess occasionally you're going to stall.
You stall it out.
You start.
But it not starting again is the problem. But apparently it says tractor trailer and railroad crossings don't mix. These new low-bodied trailers have like a 4 to 6 foot clearing that hits the road, or 4 to 6 inches. It's got the double hash mark, so I don't know which one that is. That hit the road and get stuck, not actually stalled. I don't see a lot of tractor trailer trucks with a 4 to 6 inch clearance. I mean, I'm sure they may exist, but maybe in flat areas, but yeah. I don't see anybody having a 4 to 6 inch clearing on a tractor trailer truck that I've seen. You know, horse haulers have a higher one than that. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what makes them stall.
That sucks. That's a bad insurance call.
Yeah.
So, a tractor trailer got hit by a train.
Worse if you're in the truck.
Well, can you imagine being the person that has waited for, like, some cars now, the new Bronco. There's a waiting list. You paid for your Bronco.
I really like the look of the new Bronco. It looks a little small.
Yep. That's,
I think it looks so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little tiny. And I even looked at, like, different, because we got a truck in April, but we were looking at different vehicles because we wanted something that would make towing the camper easier. Yeah. And the Bronco just, even the top of the line one, I was like, I just don't think it's going to be big enough.
Yeah, it looks cool, but yep. Not if you got a lot of stuff going on, I think. I like the new Land Rover. That's
a
good-looking car. I know it's wicked
expensive. I mean, the old Land Rovers are great.
Yeah. If I won the lottery, I'd get a Land Rover tomorrow. Valerie's like, I don't see it. I'm like, if I won the lottery, you're not going to see a lottery. And one thing I wanted to bring up, and I'm going to bring up on the air. Do you think anybody would admit it or talk about it? secret bank accounts.
I'm sure. We've had some people.
But will they talk about it? You know, somebody's in a relationship.
People talk about crazy things, and I can't believe they're talking about it.
On the air?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine who is having some work done at the house, or wants to have some work done at the house. And he says to the guy, guy's like, it's a little pricey. He wanted like $10,000. For some work done on his house. And he's like, a little pricey. I don't know if my wife would groove on that. So the guy who's doing the work tells him, he says, hey, you know what a lot of people do? He said they just tell their mates it's like, you know, $4,000 to $6,000. And then they pay the rest with their secret account, what they call their slush fund. And my buddy's like, what? And he goes, a lot of dudes got slush funds. They put the money aside for themselves, and then they pay me in that part in cash, and I bill them for $4,000 to $6,000.
Yeah, that's going to end poorly.
Yeah, it just...
Yeah, you're going to get caught eventually. Yeah.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Some people are really good at it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then what happens to the wife? He said it only cost $5,000, and somebody else had it worked out. No, I know what it cost. It didn't cost $5,000.
Well, but who's going to have that conversation? I mean, I don't know if a lot
women,
of people do that.
They never talk.
Yeah.
I can see where, I'm a little bit with Kelly, where that can go wrong for you. First off, I mean, the relationship I'm in right now and the way it is right now, that's my money. That's your money.
Right.
When we go out, I 100% of the time pick up the tab, or if there's anything that
does
you need.
Does she know how much is in you, how much is in your, no idea.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's kind of like having a secret slush fund.
Yeah, it is. Well, but he's set on the ways that always separate bank accounts, so she'll never know how much, and you don't know how much money she has.
No.
Look, once you go through whatever, I mean, you lose. I get it. I would probably feel the same way.
You come out of it. I'm not speaking for both of us. Personally, Amy will not go without. But that's my, if something needs to happen in our car and she can't afford it, I will help Amy out. I will do whatever.
Going through what you went through, and I'm speaking for, I'm guessing everybody who's ever been through it, you will never fear being alone again, because you know what it takes to be prepared.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
And financially, you think about that stuff more than I ever have.
Right.
You know, yes, I can buy this right now and it's really cool, but is this going to, like, you know, a month, two down the road, am I going to be short on cash?
Mm-hmm.
I think finances through more now all the time.
But that's because you never did the finances before.
Yes.
I'm on the opposite side where Jeff's never done the finances and I've done all of them. So he has no clue.
You know, like, to me, I never acknowledge.
He has no clue about anything.
About the, no way. Just. Yep.
Now, Scott, I mean, does he know approximately what you have in savings or checking? About? No.
No.
All right.
That might be dangerous in a relationship. In some relationships, that might be dangerous. I mean, I know
it could work out
like,
to your advantage.
No, it's true. I mean, I'm just saying it could work out to your advantage. But no, but in some points, like Valerie thinks because she pays the bills that I'm not aware. I'm aware. Not because I don't trust her. I just think you need to be aware. You don't want to be blindsided if something should happen.
Yep.
You know, kind of thing.
I mean, he has every right to go check, but
I mean,
every 6 months they send him usernames and passwords or everything, and it's the email that says, in case I die, and it has everything listed, just so in case I die, he knows to go.
Every 6 months.
I update it because there's a lot of, because sometimes you have to change passwords sometimes.
Right.
So I tell on that, in case I die list is, this is when you pay the cable bill. This is when you pay this. I have a life insurance policy in a couple different places. Find them, because if I'm dead, who's going to do all this work? Go find this. Here's a link. Here's the username password.
Yeah.
Well,
my biggest fear is like I die, and then he's like, he has no idea, and then all this money, then he sees his name in the paper that says, "Ooh, you get owed money," because he wouldn't.
But isn't he partly responsible for that? I mean, isn't that his responsibility and not yours?
Well, I'm trying to make it easier for. I mean, he could be devastated when I'm gone. So
I'm sure he will.
So
be
he's
devastated.
Not. So the last thing he's going to want to be doing is searching out all these things.
Besides a nurse, there's no other woman that's going to take care of him
like that.
Like,
that
so,
level.
So at least he'll have everything there.
Money for the chef. Written. Money for the nurse.
Yeah, yeah. He's gonna.
Now, I mean, I keep. There's a notebook of what I've paid, what I owe. And so I'm much more aware of that. And I'm embarrassed if I look back that I didn't know. Because as far as I knew, I had a job, you had a job. And
put it on cruise control.
You know what? My job is to make sure that the walkway's shoveled.
Right.
The walkway's
right.
And you should know. You should know this. You should know that. And I'm not saying that if me and Amy become, if we get married, when we get married, it things will change. But right now, I'm very cautious about that.
Look,
I know what gets spent on this. I know what gets spent on that.
And we're not talking about, you know, lying and taking money that's supposed to be spent here and moving it over here for your own personal thing. This is something that, you know, like, let's say all of a sudden you get a bonus at work, or maybe that's what, anything extra goes into that other fund. It doesn't affect the money that you need to live. That you were using as a couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I think that. Do you think people, if we talked about it, they would call and say,
"Yes,
yes." You think they would?
Oh yeah, yeah.
All right. I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
Oh yeah.
By it. And how do you, do people get caught? And what happens if you find out that your significant other is squirreling away money and using it? I had another friend who was living with someone and found out that they were squirreling away money, claiming that they couldn't pay the friggin' rent, Kelly, and they were squirreling away money, saving it up. And the person was like, oh, I can't afford the rent. Hey, I'll cover you. Don't worry about it. And it went on for months and months and months and months. Then they found out that the person actually had the money. They were lying. Yeah. This is not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about separate money gets put someplace and one person doesn't know about it. You know?
Yeah.
Every 6 months, he gets a list of your what if I die list. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's funny because I went recently and because the move and everything and got a storage unit.
Yeah.
And put a great deal of stuff in that storage unit. So I photocopied the information and gave it to Amy. I'm like, if anything ever happens to me, because A, there is money in that storage unit.
Crazy.
I don't want it to not know about it. This is the combo. And at first, it's like, she's like, yeah, I don't care. And I'm like, well, you will care.
You have to care.
You will care because there's some money there.
You're never getting you're never giving up half your stuff again, right?
No.
Unless you get divorced.
Be filling some paperwork before then.
Are you doing a prenup?
I want to.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
How did that, have you had that conversation?
She's like, what of yours do I want? And I'm like, there's a lot here.
Yeah.
A lot of CDs.
Of course. A lot of CDs.
CDs that are worth a bunch. She wants trade at a
Trivium. Hello.
Yeah.
I got the Trivium box set.
Say
you
what
know
you
what
want.
I mean?
Even if you were to get a dollar for every CD, there's 20,000.
I don't know how she could say no. I don't know how she could say no to that. are you serious? I don't know if you're kidding or you're serious.
I don't know.
Do you think about it?
Sometimes.
I bet you would.
Well,
after
Ryan came in here last month, I think he had said it's very important.
Yeah.
If I was.
Sometimes when I say, hey, what's for dinner? And she says, I don't know. That's when I think about it.
If I went through a divorce, I'd be outside, forget it. I'd zip up the tent. I'd be like, you know, no, this is, I'd be right where you were, you know, with the exception of that crazy month that you had. I don't know if I'd have that. Maybe I would. I don't know.
You would. Ties, the Mai Tais and stuff.
Yeah, the Mai Tais and the thing craziness,
He would.
Scotty would always tell me, dude, it would be like you, and I'm like, nah, it's not, it's not me. Oh, yeah, it is.
Everybody can say in the beginning, no, it's not me. I don't want that.
I know.
And then bang, you get a thumb in your bum.
There you go. Next thing you know, boom, thumb in the bum.
Boom.
Anyway, well, we've run out of time with the thumb in the bum thing. I think we've hit the wall here. But later this week, then, maybe we'll ask secret bank confessions.
Yes.
Secret bank account.
I think it's a great idea.
Because it's an intriguing rabbit hole to go down. And from what the guy said, the construction guy said, oh, everybody's doing it. I'm like, what?
Not everybody.
I think sometimes they're saying that just to make you feel like they want you to, you know, pony up and get the cash. That way they have to claim that, less of that, too, if you give them cash. Anyway, all right. Well, enjoy the rest of the day. Kelly, what do you got going on?
Brat and a date with the Sox at 8:08. It's not 8:07 start tonight, people. I want to warn you.
Yeah.
It's 8:08.
Okay, be ready for that.
Okay. Yep.
Scott, are you locking in for the Sox tonight or what?
I probably will skip out on the Sox tonight. Tonight's date night with Sadie.
I got dog
so I have
walking.
A feeling there's some Grey's Anatomy in my future.
Yesterday, didn't get a chance to walk the dog. She was looking at me like I withheld her food. It was ridiculous. So I got dog walkings first up.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Then I got some work to do. Calendars get released this week, so I got some work to do. What about you, Laura? What
I'll
are you
be
doing?
Also dog walking because we have Roxy, our...
Roxy!
Oh, your house dog sitting.
It's been great. I mean, she's such a good dog. It's
good.
Been...
If we
I feel bad for Reba.
If we were to ask your husband, has he enjoyed it?
I think so, kind of.
Yeah.
But, I mean... Like, you just have to...
The pictures you sent me are hilarious.
The dog loves me. And she follows me around the house like crazy. Jeff's like, she doesn't even look at me.
This just in, by the way, change of plans, are your friends from My Mom So Hard?
Yeah.
They're coming on with us tomorrow.
Oh,
I
cool.
just got that email.
I don't know if they call us friends. Maybe.
But you got along with them very well.
I mean,
you should be on the show.
I watch all their YouTube videos, so maybe they would consider me a friend now.
All right. There you go. Well, that's going to be happening tomorrow on the show. Thanks for hanging with us today, and we will see you tomorrow on The Buzz 24/7.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.